Hello, grandkids, and welcome to Stunt Granny Audio 1163. This is Kevin DeFranco on the other end, Jeremy Mays. What is up, good
What's up, gang? Not much here. It's another day. Nothing important happened today, that's for sure. So.
Oh, well, we can maybe get to the important news later. I can for sure start with the so yeah, I'm watching AEW Dynamite today, as per usual on my Thursday afternoon. And I see last week or whenever exactly it happened that Tommaso Ciampa came out with his list of 1,004 holds or whatever.
No,
Because
1,004 reasons to hate Chris Jericho.
oh, okay.
It's a take on the holds here, but yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I did not see the segment, so that's why I did not really remember what exactly it was about. So, anywho, and I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna look up when Jericho did that bit, and it was the year of our Lord 1998. Was when that happened, and I'm just like, I was still at Kent State at this point when Jericho did that bit. Like, that really like, I knew that Jericho has been involved in wrestling for a long time, but I mean, he has really been involved in wrestling maybe longer than anyone in the time period that I've watched, because I missed a couple of years in there. You know, I feel like I missed some prime or just post prime Hogan, so he didn't wear out. And like a lot of the early Undertaker stuff, when he, when he had Paul Bearer with the urn and whatnot, I missed that era a little bit. I don't know, like, especially looking at it from that lens, I'm like, I don't know if there's been anyone quite like Jericho. Like, Randy Orton would need to stick around like another decade to catch up or something wild like that. I mean, he can,
Quite literally another decade, because Jericho's 55 years old. And Randy's 46.
Oh yeah, I did not know the comparison was that close. And I mean, that he's the only one that I can think of that I'm sitting here going, oh my gosh, like, that guy has really been around forever at this point, and obviously he's had some breaks. Both of them are basically in the same category where they have been involved in professional wrestling, like, the majority of my time back in fandom. And I was not expecting that 1,001 holds bit to be 98. Like, for some reason, like, I guess I knew that it took place on WCW TV. I remember the bit well, because, obviously he was referring to the man of 1,000 holds, Dean Malenko, in this whole situation. And I don't know why, I really should have known that that was the college bit. I guess for some reason I maybe thought it leaked into the early 2000s, but I feel like he was, oh, well, that's why he was Y2J, because what, he was over the WWE by the year 2000, so,
He was that 90? Didn't he
or late
debut in 99?
99.
Yeah, I think he debuted 99. Because,
Yeah.
yeah, that was the whole thing. Yeah, because it wasn't Y2K, it was Y2J. Oh, okay. I mean, back then it was clever. But the funny thing about that once out the Man of 1,001 holds, the majority of that promo took place over commercial break.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, see, I swear that
I
thing
do
went on
remember that.
forever. And then you see it was only like 30 seconds and then like another 20 when he came back.
Yeah, he started with it. They cut the commercial, and then they got to the end of the bit.
But it's just like one of those things like, yo, God, I remember that. I remember that too. No, you don't. Because most of it didn't, most of us, we didn't see it. So, I mean, I'm in the same boat. So yeah, it's
Oh
funny that that was
yeah. I was
98.
watching it live, and or maybe may, I might have that might have been the days, or more than likely was the days that I was watching the TBS always had the 2 a.m. Replay of that. So I'd always come home from studio and watch the 2 a.m. version because I was like, oh yeah, I'm knocking off early. I'm knocking off at 2 a.m.
Hey,
today.
what was the cable company we had in Ohio? At Kent. Do you remember? Was it Roadrunner? Was that Time Warner?
Yeah,
Cox?
it was Time Warner, I believe.
Because I'm trying to figure out when the first DVR came out. I don't think we were there for that, were we?
I did not get a DVR until sometime living in Columbus here because I distinctly remember Ken setting a VCR when he first moved up here to tape the Frieza versus Goku saga in Dragon Ball
I
Z.
remember that.
Like, I don't
Yes.
remember a lick of anything else that we ever recorded on a VHS tape in Columbus, but I 100% remember that being a thing, especially since that saga lasted like a month.
Yeah, because I remember being there. You're like, gotta watch this. Like, all right. How many episodes are we gonna watch this non-fight go on? This thing, we've watched 2 hours and they're still talking. Like, holy shit. Can we get a move on? That's why
Yeah,
I see, I hear people.
sometime during OPA, Ken and I try to rewatch, and I'm like, oh my gosh, someone had super cut it together on YouTube, and I want to say it was like 2.5 hours or something like that.
Oh my God.
Without the commercials, like they cut out all the
Yeah.
chit chat, all the replays, because there was a lot of that too, even back then, like last time on Dragon Ball Z, and it's just like, no, stop, enough.
Last time on Dragon Ball Z, the. This time on Dragon Ball Z, time. Next week is. Oh, okay. We're getting pretty far with this. We'll get a complete sentence by the end of 2024. Cool. Man, I hear people like, God, Dragon Ball Z was the greatest. And I'm like, maybe it was. Maybe I'm older. I'll appreciate it a little bit more. But God damn, I'm like, get to the fucking point. Start fighting. And you guys are telling me about all the cool stuff that happens in the show. And I'm sitting there going, well, you want to show me that? Like,
Yeah, there was definitely some downtime within that fight that yeah, they did kind of turn into something of an art. It's some
yeah.
juncture.
Well, I just remember, was the green guy called Piccolo, right?
Yes.
And I remember Ken kept saying Piccolo, and I thought he was screwing with me. I really was like, that's not possibly the name of this guy. And I was like, oh, well, silly
Yeah.
me. So.
Yeah. Well, like almost everyone was named after vegetables in some way, shape, or form. Because Goku's.
Vegeta for sure.
No. Well, yeah,
Yeah.
there's that.
Yeah.
But Kakarot is Goku's Saiyan name. And yeah, it was carrot.
It's not, I don't know what I'm laughing about because like, it's kind of absurd, but it's also like,
Yeah.
yeah, I
I
mean,
mean, it was it
duh,
well, and
of
plus the
course it
other
is.
thing is that I mean, the original manga was like Dragon Ball before the Z, and like it was all like children. You know,
Oh, okay.
so the gag made a little more sense as a children's book, and not quite as much as a teenager slash early 20s kind of viewpoint.
Yeah, and it's funny. Like, I remember watching, like, when they did fight, or people would fight on that show, and they'd be just beating the bejesus out of each other, and nothing would really happen. And it's like, that's kind of weird. But now, that's what every action movie is, or every superhero movie. Like,
Oh, yes.
because like the Avengers Doomsday is coming out this year, and there's gonna be a trailer for it, and then you go back and think, and while I was at jury selection today, they were playing the original Black Panther, and like everyone's getting beat up, but no one's getting hurt until he finally gets stabbed. I'm like, oh my God, this it's.
Only the good guy gets hurt.
Yeah, and then, well, until Michael B. Jordan gets killed, Killmonger dies, which I still thought was a mistake. But it's just funny, like that stuff was happening way earlier before what we have now, and they just aped it all. And then it's kind of funny because I complain about it, like bloodless violence, and like all these superhero movies, and I still watch them. I got my Supergirl tickets, and it's just punch, 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 punch. That all you got? You're like, okay. Okay.
I mean, you could get tossed through a couple of mountains in DBZ
Yes.
and pop up from it and go,
Well,
just to like scratch on the face. They do a couple extra lines on the face, like that was
Or
the
they do like
extent of
the real
injury.
stiff-handed like this. And like, oh, because there's a small scratch. That all you got? Oh yeah, I was watching so usually Thursdays before the show I just kind of chill out, and for some reason YouTube suggested Godzilla versus King Kong, but the Mount Fuji fight from 1963. I remember that stuff being the coolest thing ever. It's really not, but there's such not even nostalgia, just looking at it, it's so cheap. And just, like now, if there's a giant, they're like slow moving because of, physics and all this. Not these guys. I mean, it's just two guys in suits fighting. But all the time during the fight, Godzilla's just smacking the shit out of King Kong, as he should. And then he just starts like flexing on him. He's always going like this. And I was like, what is the guy in the Godzilla suit doing? King Kong gets up, throws a rock at Godzilla, and then tries jamming a tree down Godzilla's throat. I was like, whoa. And Godzilla, of course, just blows it out with fire. And then, but I mean,
That's a wise maneuver there on Godzilla's part.
King Kong did a backdrop to Godzilla, which was very funny, like a wrestling backdrop. And then,
I do get a good laugh out of how much pro wrestling still played in those days. Because I feel like I've seen some old, oh, like when I was watching some of the old James Bond recently with Sean Connery. I'm like, oh yeah, I can see Vern Gagne doing this actually right now. Like roughly during the same time period. Like I'm like, yeah, this is probably how a wrestling match played out. Much, much different now.
it's
Much,
just
much different.
Yeah, but what was the other? Oh, the one other thing in that fight was they're fighting over a temple, so they have like a superimposed like Godzilla and King Kong, and the King Kong suit is horrendous. It looks borderline Down syndrome. It is really awkward. Like one eye is up, one eye like physically. I don't know what they
Yeah,
did
the
for the.
eyes aren't even.
No, that's putting it nicely. And like they're misshapen. I was like, did I miss him get punched or something? But they're fighting these two giants, and there's a temple in between them. The temple looks like Legos, but then when it finally starts breaking, it's clear it's the balsa wood. But I just started laughing that these two behemoths, all that's keeping them apart is this temple made of wood. Like they're like clawing at each other over the temple. Like you guys just walk right through it.
Yeah,
So,
or if it's made out of like some impenetrable steel that you can't break, go around it. I would imagine that that is an option too.
I don't think when they built this temple that stuff existed, So, but yeah,
Giant
it's just
mutant lizards and
I guess just the big ape.
primates. Yeah,
Yeah, he just
primates like
shows up.
10 size larger than. what
Yeah.
they're supposed to be or
But
whatever.
yeah, it was just
Not
the
Kong
kitsch of
supposed
it.
to
It
be.
reminded me why you loved Godzilla. Like, it was just so dumb. So,
Oh.
but I guess that was like part of the hey, we're cheap period, which is like, oh yeah, you were. It was rough. But yeah, it's just like one of those things that just pops up. But just like going backwards. So it is funny to see like a backdrop and then like fast forward. Now there's a wrestling move in like every single action film. So, oh, have you seen Ballerina, the John Wick spinoff?
No, I have not.
I wanted to like this movie. It was boring. Like,
Oh.
that's the worst indictment of the movie. It was just boring. And then they just put John Wick in it just to liven it up. And I'm like, okay. And he's like far superior than her. And I'm like, oh no, she's not going to beat him up, right? No, he just kicks her ass the entire time. And he goes, stop fighting me. Just leave. She tries to fight him. He kicks her ass again. And I was like, oh, all right. They're keeping it realistic at least. But then he just kind of disappears. And then it ends.
Yeah, I guess that
Okay.
sounds
Like,
like a awkward ending on top
yeah,
of
it's just like they introduce her long lost sister and then kill her right after. Well, I'm your sister. And she literally dies 3 minutes later. Like, why? What was the point? What was the point of this?
yeah,
Yeah.
you need a little more emotional investment if you're gonna kill someone off.
Yeah. Yes. But yeah, like that Memorial Day, I just watched a bunch of dumb shit. I thought that was going to be good, but it's just disappointing. So, whatever.
Oh.
But, well,
Yeah,
so I was talking about jury duty earlier. I know you actually, you were on a jury. I was not. I got out of it.
well, no, was not really on a jury. I was on a grand jury, which is a bit different than,
Oh,
standing.
okay.
I was not in a trial at any time. I was just judging whether people should go to trial or not.
Oh, see, I was actually going to be in a criminal case, and I can talk about it because I didn't get picked because use the noggin. And so observations, they really do just draw random people. Like, there's no nice way of putting this. That is not a jury of my peers. I looked at it, I was like, I don't have a thing in common with anybody in here. Like, I can just tell by looking, just by looking. And they, we got brought into the courtroom and I thought I was getting out of it. And I got pulled in the first 12. So I thought that was a good thing. It increases my odds of getting kicked out. But then I'm also like, well, no, dumbass, you're already sitting in the jury. That means you got selected. So now you're gonna have to get out of this. Because I did not want to do this. I don't want that responsibility. I had already predetermined the guy was guilty just by looking at him. So that's not, it's like you go in and I don't know what the case is yet, but I see the two girl lawyers and I see the guy lawyer and who I can clearly tell is a defendant. He's got long hair, it's head shaved around, like the bald thing, and then he's got his hair in a bun behind his head. And I'm like, I already know you're guilty. Like, I just tell. And then I saw him when I went up and sitting there, and he was looking at the jury, and I just like looked away, like, I already know what you're gonna be guilty. Like, I already know you did this. And then it was for fentanyl trafficking. And I went, you fit the bill. Like, sorry. Now, trafficking can be used in many different ways too. So I do kind of regret not knowing what's going to happen, but one lady said she had undiagnosed anemia, and she gets dizzy. She gets confused, and I went, "That's my ticket. I had that." So they got to me, and I was like, "Well, much like the
Same
lady
to
back there." I've been suffering from low blood iron for the last 6 7 months. I do get confused. My concentration is not good, and so she runs through She's like, well, let me see if this will help, because I think she wanted me on the jury for some reason. And she goes, so let me go through this. And so we get here and we have a 20-minute introduction. Then we have an hour and a half. Then we have a 20-minute break. We have another hour and a half. We have an hour and 20-minute lunch. She goes, do you think you'd be able to do that? And I'm like, I'm already kind of like spacing out. So, and the defense attorney goes like this, I have no objection to get rid of, dismiss him, sir. And it sits back down. And the lady just goes, it's okay, you can go. And I was like, yes. Peace out. Now, I'm not lying. I do still have some dizzy spells, and I still have, a concentration issue. But, yep. One lady
Yeah.
wanted to get out because she had to take her dog to the vet next week. And I was like, do you think that's going to work? So.
Well, yeah, I only had to work half days for 4 hours, so
Yeah.
it was for 2 weeks, so it was kind of a pain in the ass, but
Yeah.
it
Mine.
really was not as bad as sitting on a jury itself. It's pretty low stakes, honestly. The whole grand jury thing. A little bit of a joke, honestly, in my opinion. Like, yeah, at least what you're expected to do, because you don't hear any defense case at all.
Oh.
It's just what the prosecution has, and it's just like, is this enough to go to trial? It's just like, yeah, like I don't know a lot about the law, but if someone pooped on someone's premises and then left a trail of M&Ms from said office to themselves, who am I to say that that guy didn't do it?
Yeah, and that's, I think that's another thing. Like, the judge went
Like,
over
huh?
all these rules of like, you have to do your best to leave your biases at home. And I'm like, what? Like, I know like you're not supposed to have prejudices. I know prejudice is also like, a loaded word too, right? But it's like I have to suddenly not be me. And like that goes for
Yeah.
anybody. So
Right. Yeah.
that,
That
yeah.
there's some built-in stuff that I'm not sure how you truly work around.
One guy, like there's 50 of us, they said. One guy got mad at the officer who was telling us the instructions, like outside before we walked to the courtroom. And the guy goes, all right, he goes, shut your cell phone off because if you have a medical issue that you have to have your phone on, let me know now. I'll tell the judge. If you don't, shut your cell phone off. Because if it goes off in there, that judge is taking your phone and you're not getting it back today. I guarantee you. So I'm like, oh, okay. So I shut my phone off. But then I realized I had my tablet. And I'm like, oh, I better shut that thing off just to make sure it doesn't make noise. What, like, why isn't there just a power button? Like, I pulled down the menu, there's a button at the top. I hit the button to power it down. It says power down. Like, okay, hit the button. It wouldn't work. This guy's giving instructions. I'm not paying a lick of attention to what this guy's saying. I'm trying to shut my tablet off. So he goes, all right, everyone got that clear? And I'm not going to be the guy to go, can you repeat
Nope.
everything? Like, nope, I'm good. I am good.
Yep, caught all of it.
Yeah. And then as we're leaving, as we're getting ready to walk to the courtroom, he goes, all right, you take your hat off. And the guy got mad at him. He's like, what are you pointing out me for? That guy's got his hat on. And I just turned to look at him like, shut the fuck up. Let's take your goddamn hat off and walk, stupid. Like, don't worry about it. He's going to make the other two guys take their hats off. And I just went, this is
Yeah,
not.
he just saw you first.
Yeah, I just. Yeah,
Bad
because the
news
guy
for
was like
you.
6'6". So, yeah. I was the
Yeah.
tallest guy except for him. So,
It makes you stand out a little bit, literally.
yeah. But he was a mush mouth guy too, and I'm like, during my peers. And like the lady that sat next to me that wanted to get out because of her dog, like she had pink and blue hair. And I'm like, that defense guy wants her. I know that defense guy wants her. So, but
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I did not get to be chosen or not chosen. though.
I don't want that responsibility, dude. Like, all right, so here's what you can give him. You give him life in prison, a death sentence, like not death in this one, but I don't want to do that. Like, for trafficking fentanyl, which really, I mean, without the
Throw the
facts of the
keys at
case,
him.
yeah, like, well, what's trafficking? Because that can be a whole bunch of different things. So.
There were both small and large quantities thrown around in grand jury. So, well, I mean, you need, I guess that's the only thing about grand jury. You do need to get to what's not, it's not a misdemeanor. What's the higher grade?
I don't know. Felony?
Felony, yeah. It
Okay.
needs to be a felony count.
Yeah.
There at
Well, that's what this guy
least needs
was.
to be one. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess that alone does kind of tell you, like, if it was a felony charge for trafficking, that's a lot more to, there's something more to that story than if it was just a misdemeanor.
But that guy was looking around, and I'm like, oh, God. And I just want to go home. I was able to work today though, so that was nice. Didn't lose any money, so which I thought was odd. They just have you there waiting for the case. So good luck to this guy and everybody else. I mean, I won't be seeing you guys again.
Good
I got
luck,
my
Mecklenburg County Jury.
yes, $18. I think I got. I have to check my court given debit card to see how much I made today, which would not be as much as I would make working the full day. So, but yeah.
Well, that was the upside, is that I did get paid and get paid. So,
Lucky, not me.
it was not double, but it was just equivalent to what I would have earned otherwise. So.
Yeah, it's, I think I would have had a easier, I think I would have had a better time, not better time, an easier time, like if I would have gotten chosen for jury duty, if that was the case. But if I don't work, I don't get paid. So, you know. I mean, what's.
There are good reasons to be employed by a company in the
Yeah. I'm just happy to be employed and actually
United
enjoying it. Except, like, I finally finished a project today, and somewhere along the line, they decided to put this project on hold. No one told me. So I finished something for no reason. Oh, I was not pleased. But speaking of not pleased, fuck Dylan Larkin. So, this guy's done nothing. Oh, no, I'm sorry, I forgot. He won an Olympic gold medal. Shut up. Doing nothing, being on the team. Now, that story drives me crazy. And
He had at
apparently,
least one of the important goals.
yeah, I know, but you know, he hasn't had any for the Wings, that's for sure. And it's like you were given the C. You've been captain on five teams that have collapsed. Every season, at the end of the season, they collapse. They were in first place at the well, I guess Olympic break, and they didn't make the playoffs. I don't want to hear him going, "Well, I don't think the team's set up for success." They were pretty goddamn successful. So what'd you guys do? Like, they fired a coach because you guys didn't want him. Babies.
They could have traded for someone. That is what some teams do to
Yeah,
get
that'd be
better.
nice. No. That's very true. But if you're in first place, you know, it's losing. Like, God, just
Yeah, should not, the collapse should not have been that hard,
no.
obviously, but
Hey, you know, you don't maintain first place. Okay. But to fall all the way out of the
oh.
playoffs, and I mean badly out of the playoffs.
There's definitely a difference, because I, especially in the hockey playoffs, it's just like, get to the dance. Like,
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, I mean,
I mean, I guess I don't really have a whole lot of faith if you're number eight, honestly, or even this year with the Penguins. I was just like, yes, I mean, okay, this is gravy that they got into the playoffs, but I'm not expecting a Stanley Cup here.
yeah. And that's the thing for the Wings. Just get back to the playoffs. That's all you have to do. And people will shut up. You can't even do that. Yeah, I don't want to hear this stuff with this guy. Yeah, some of the moves haven't really worked out, and Eisenman's stubbornly going about the way he wants to go about things. And that's not, this isn't working out the way it did in Tampa. But
No, he definitely seems to be having a much harder time
yeah.
duplicating what he did in Tampa.
Well, they won't
I
call up kids from Grand Rapids. Cool, Grand Rapids won their conference again. Who cares? Get their ass up and see what they can do. It's kind of like what I think the Tigers should have been doing, but they suddenly just swept the first place team in the American League. Is it football yet? Can we just get the football season?
No, we still have a little bit of time.
Ugh, only 2 months, right?
Yeah, I've got to buy football tickets tomorrow. That is how close we are.
Oh, tickets for who?
Kent State at Ohio State.
Oh no. Oh no.
Yep. I
Oh
mean,
no.
I always know what to expect with this matchup. So.
What was the score last time? I know it
Not
was
good.
close at first.
Not good. Well, yeah, because I want to say that Kent did score like 14 points or something in the first half. So, I mean, that's always an important part in any MAC versus Big Ten team, honestly. Because scoring at the end of the game, it's like, come on, like they have their fourth string in there now. Like,
It's
what's.
been 12 years.
Yes, it has been a while. I did
Oh.
not realize it had been 12 years, but
Yeah.
I did because Jim Tressel was the guy that did, hey, I want to keep all of this money in state and would face all the MAC teams in
Yeah.
Ohio basically and just cycle among them.
Well,
But Urban Meyer stopped that at some point, so. And yeah, Ryan Day hasn't really, whatever, I don't know if he has any real scheduling preferences, but I do know that that's when that system broke
yeah.
up.
Over their three meetings, Kent State has scored 20 points. And I don't feel like doing the math for Ohio State. So, 51-17, 48-3, and 66-0. Yep. So,
The history is not good.
no.
So
New.
it's going to be what it is when that happens.
Yeah, they've actually played basketball four times. Interesting.
I believe Kent State beat their baseball team this year.
Oh, wow.
Actually, they kind of routinely do.
Kent State used to have a good baseball team, too.
They still have a good baseball team.
Oh, okay. All right. I
Because
can't say I keep up with,
I do
the
follow
baseball stuff
them.
very much.
So.
Oh, I don't know. It's like, I know we need to get into wrestling. Everyone's heard this stuff, but again, another week of, okay, two wrestling shows.
It's kind of rough. Chris and I were loaded with stuff. Instead, we started talking about well, actually, I started with AEW, but I
Yeah.
off-tracked us by talking about how old stuff was in the same sentence. I mean, AEW was fine again this week,
Right.
really.
Yeah. There's some idiocy, of course, but
Oh yeah, the usual nonsense happened in some corners. Especially, oh my gosh, I really had a hard time with the announcers this week.
what was with okay, I saw people making a big deal of this since we're talking about the announcers. What was with the ending statement? Like Excalibur said, change your heart or die or something like that?
Evidently, it's some pride thing.
Oh, okay. I mean, if you don't know
Yeah,
that's a pretty harsh thing to do say. Like, hey, what are we doing here, man?
yeah. So evidently, that's where I can't because I would not have A, I think I had already tuned out before he said that because I've Excalibur's on the list of people to me that had an extremely rough night.
Now, I don't really. I guess I kind of tune stuff out, but that stood out, and it's like, I don't really know what he said. I don't know. I was kind of zoned out for the show because they started off weird with this match being a no count out match. Like every match in
Yeah,
AEW is no count out.
MJF versus Rouge.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are pretty well. A, they do the 20 count. So I mean that kind of gives you a lot of extra. Well, I mean it just gives you extra time, you know. Like I feel like New Japan takes advantage of the 20 count to have more outside the ring shenanigans. The WWE is definitely more used to people rolling back into the ring to break the count to continue such chicanery. But
I mean, I give you that. I give you that. If they don't have matches every week where they go in the crowd to fight and in a singles match, and the referee follows them, and Excalibur will say, "Well, the referee is showing leniency here with the rules. They know how important this match is." This week they decide to tell you, "Oh, it's no count out." Who cares? You guys don't enforce rules anyway. So
And it's such a narrow, like it's one of those things where it feels like you needed a reason to have that type of stipulation.
right. Well, it's a Roosh
You
match,
know,
so
like MJF hadn't gotten himself counted out for like five consecutive matches or something like that. Like if that was MJF's MO recently, I can 100% understand this being the reason to have this match. But it's just like, oh no, we want these guys to have a little leeway, but we're only going to give them this very narrow leeway
but
of no count outs. It's just like, okay, like it's barely a stipulation.
well, is it? They haven't really, they've never really done this. So I don't know if they'd steal the rule or if it's something they ignore now. But isn't it if the champion gets counted out or disqualified, he loses the title? I thought that was their rules.
I don't think so.
Okay. I thought that was when they first started, at least. Because they were like, they were trying to make so there's no champion's advantage or something. So that was my thought, was that if that's the case, why would Roosh want this to be a no count out match? Like, no, I'll just beat his ass, leave him out there, win the title that way. And then, and it,
yeah.
it's like the match itself was fine. I guess they're saying MJF actually legitimately hyperextended his knee. So, yeah. And that's why it kind of like they said he's fine, but it ended real quick.
I was gonna say, let me. That was one of those things that I'm just like, oh gosh, that was much longer than I thought. 18 and a half minutes. But it still felt like it ended kind of out of nowhere. Like, for as weird as that is, like, I guess that's why I felt like that match was going to be even longer, but still, I mean, even by AEW standards, 18 and a half minutes is pretty daggone long
Yeah,
for any singles match.
and they tried to really make it seem super important, like Roosh had a chance. And it's like, well, we know he doesn't. Like Darby Allin beating MJF was kind of a surprise. I think more so in how he did it instead of, him winning. But it's
Oh
like,
yeah, like everyone thought that Darby Allin would be champion at some point,
yeah.
so I don't think that surprised anyone. But yeah, the whatever it was, quadruple coffin drop head
Right.
takeover was definitely unexpected.
Yeah, and it's like, it's either going to be MJF or Kenny Omega going into Wembley. So why would I ever believe Roosh is going to beat him? And I know, like, you can watch the match because it's going to be good, but I got to at least think someone, like, even watching the mask versus mask match, I knew, like, everyone kind of knew, Kaiser's winning. But
Right.
it's WWE, it's a WWE run company. Who knows? So some of those near falls were like, holy crap. Like, oh, all right, all right. And then go to an AEW match like this, and it's not fair to compare, as it's two different styles, but the point is, Roosh isn't winning. So even the near falls are just like, okay. It's like, it's.
Yeah, they did as good a job as AEW has done in hyping someone up coming into it. I mean, because I do think that I'd seen at least some of his six wins coming into this matchup, I believe is what they said. But it's still just, it doesn't feel like he beat anyone important, so it's tough to take those wins seriously in some ways.
Yeah.
As much as I say it's bad to lose, sometimes it's hard to take you seriously when you don't have the right wins.
Yeah,
And
and
like I can't even remember like and I'm just using the name because I can't think of a better one right now. Like he didn't even beat a Mark Briscoe like person where you're just like, "Oh, that's a tough out." You know, like I really see why he's the challenger to the champion here. Like it was just six whatever kind of matchups. So yeah, it was
Like they even had like the talk
a
up
little strange.
backstage with Andrade, and it's like, why are we making a big deal out of this match when we know he's not winning? And like the line, it always runs hollow to me. It was like, how about win it for those who said people like us can't be champion? And I mean, maybe that's something between the two of them, but I'm like, it's AEW, anybody can be champion there. Like if it was WWE, maybe, but even then, they've had Rey Mysterio, they've had Eddie Guerrero, so which I guess they're like American Mexican though, right? So maybe that's the point.
Yes, I bu
Okay.
yes, because I do believe that Penta mentioned that he could be the first Mexican champion, if I'm not
Okay.
mistaken.
Like pure, well, I guess pure, whatever, you know what I mean?
Yes,
So,
country of origin,
yeah, there we go. Yes.
actual Mexico. So yeah. I believe that's the case, which I was even a little bit surprised, but also not completely surprised.
Which poor Penta's never touching that title. So,
I think that he has a chance.
maybe if he was on SmackDown, but that Raw, they're dragging that shit down now. So
Oh,
running back. Ugh.
it's definitely not anytime soon.
Yeah.
If he's getting that chance, so.
I mean, he is super popular. I mean,
That's
super popular. It's
why I
wild.
think that he's going to get the chance at some point,
I'm just
honestly.
being a smart ass. I mean, like, honestly, if he was on SmackDown, well, I don't know. They refused to take the title off Cody anyways. Give him some half-assed ending it. Ugh. Man, that's bad.
I
It's not that
just don't know
Gunther
how you
lost.
didn't. I don't know how you didn't see that one. Well, I saw something like that coming, so like I did
Oh.
not have the reaction that
When
you did because
Oh no, I was watching that.
I'm not sure that that would have been my choice for how to get to that
Right.
situation, but it's the one that they went with.
Yeah, but there's no need to run it back. It's and it's like I understand. Oh, well, they're gonna have a rematch. Okay. Well, why? How about have a rematch because Gunther won? Like, do something different. I know Cody Rhodes is still mega popular. So this isn't the point of this, of any of this. The point is, we got the same damn people doing the same things. And we were talking about this kind of goes to NXT. And I'm not going to get away from AEW yet, but well, I guess we are a little bit. But Seth beats Braun Breaker on Raw. Now, Braun may be hurt, so maybe they called an audible. I don't know. Makes no sense. Cody beating Gunther, the guy that's, as they pointed out, retired Goldberg, retired AJ, retired John Cena. And he loses because as soon as he was laying next to the ropes, I'm like, they're not going to see his
Oh
foot on the ropes. And I'm like,
the
oh.
shenanigans were coming at that point,
Yeah. And it's like, oh, God. Like,
yeah.
those are the worst finishes. But also the problem is he had his foot under the rope, which is technically a rope break. But it's like,
Yeah, it's anywhere in that vicinity.
I guess that's to differentiate from the next match where they were playing with the ropes again. And it's like, oh my God.
Oh,
Chris was making fun of me, like chase that high from Saturday. And I'm like, yeah, you
yes,
know?
you were, and you should be made fun of, because yeah, nothing's gonna live up to match of the year, if not maybe best match in the last couple of
Oh
years.
yeah. Well, it wasn't so
So.
much that. It was that all of those matches had something on that show, whether you liked it or not. But then the next day, we're doing this nonsense. And it's like, do you guys not pay attention? Yes, Omos had had his interfering moments, and that cost Dr. Wagner Jr. Oh, he whatever. Dr. Wagner Jr. to
Yeah,
lose.
I mean
Okay.
that's fine enough. You don't.
The War Raiders, Pagano and Psycho just didn't get along and it cost them. And then what was the other match that was on there? I forget already. Uh-oh.
Is the opener, and I did not have that pulled up, nor do I feel like
Holy
pulling that
shit.
up currently,
Whatever.
because it was only four matches.
But it's like,
Because there's the other title change.
God damn, that's terrible. Anyways,
Because,
but
yep.
it's like you can have guys just lose. And like, I don't know, like Gunther being lazy and putting his, oh, they tied it. Gunther being lazy and putting his foot under the rope, which again, technically is true. But it's like when you saw it coming, it was just deflating. And then you had Rhea and Charlotte doing the same things with beef, like people interfering. Okay, it's getting old. And like Rhea's the champion, Cody's the champion, Roman's the champion. Well, Liv wasn't on the show, but it's like, can we mix it up? And what we were talking about earlier, like Jericho's promo was in '98, right?
Yeah.
It's all the same people doing the same stuff. Seth, like, why is Seth in King of the Ring? Just because he has nothing to do? Oba losing to Brock, I totally disagree with that. You have Brock, I'm sorry, you have Oba, who's just on another plane of existence, and then to have him lose. And yeah, I know, seven F5s, he got put through a table. I get it. They did everything to protect him. But why? The match with him and Brock was perfect. Just put the goddamn rocket on someone new. But maybe Oba and Roman, and Oba beats Roman at SummerSlam. Because goddamn Jacob's back to being nothing or just being a sidekick, which I know, is probably something in the works there, but it's like, cool. The Usos running with Roman again, and now Jacob, and now they're gonna go and do something with Solo. Like, oh my God, we're running all this stuff back again.
Yeah, I am not optimistic, but am hoping that there is differences between that and this iteration, the previous iterations and this
Yeah.
one, just because Roman's already like, Jay, let's run both brands here. So you go win the King of the Ring and go capture the other championship.
I was
Now,
super happy about that, actually.
So that's when I'm like, okay, if we don't just play this back exactly like we did previously, I'm okay with this. And him being a single star again is a good place to start. Well, there's still a lot of rail to go here before slamming this thing, because that very, very well could happen. But I did think that that was a good start.
Yeah, but man, it's like Jacob was ready to break out and he just got beat by Roman. You know, like not really in shenanigans. Yeah, I know he took the turnbuckle pads off, blah blah blah. Well, you're allowed to. So,
Oh yeah, it's part
you
of the
know?
matchup. Yeah,
Yeah,
it's
so it's just like
it's not really biting you in the ass when it's part of the matchup. Like, it kind of is, but it
yeah.
still isn't really.
But it's like it's time for new blood and there's nothing wrong with that. But and it's like I was super happy that he said Jay's got to go do it on his own. Cool. 'Cause that was what I kept saying about the Vision. Braun Breaker goes after Seth's title and that or CM Punk's title and Bronson Reed just, you know, can go to SmackDown and they can have both titles. Like that it's a good idea, but they gave it to the Bloodline instead. Like
Yeah, well, it helped to not get injured.
yes, it does. Yes, it
As
does.
Mike Tomlin would say, availability is a skill.
Yeah. But and like going like the zoom back to AEW with this stuff, it's they're at least putting new people in different positions, whether I like it or not. You know, at least it's something to go with. Like, I'm not a huge fan of Mark Davis. He's fine. There's nothing wrong with him. But he's main eventing? Like, can we calm down? And I know it's a TV main event. And then.
Yeah, they've done a half decent job of turning him into something.
Yeah. At
I don't
least
know
something, yeah.
what exactly, because he's still almost a version of Lance Archer,
They had a lot of
where
Lance Archers in the Don Callis family.
Yeah,
You know?
he just eats a lot of L's still. Like, as good as he's as good as he's been, because I don't think he has a championship, does he?
Mark Davis?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a national champion.
Oh gosh, I forgot that they love having champions lose, for Pete's sakes.
See? But it's also the national champion. Like you didn't even remember. So who cares? You know? Okay. It's what it is. But no, but it's like
Yeah,
at
well,
least
we
like
said there was some bad, so
yeah, well. But it's oh, believe me, there's a bad one coming still. But it's like, you know, Speedball and Kevin Knight. Hey, Speedball's not my thing, man, but at least they're putting Kevin, like, they've chosen. They're taking Kevin Knight and they're going to position him to do something different. Cool. Like, it's also weird. Where the hell is Swerve, by the way?
I don't. Before we even get to Swerve, I still find this whole I'm gonna turn on Darby Allin and then turn on my tag team partner is really weird. Just in a form of storytelling.
Yeah. Well,
I didn't think that him and Darby Allin were that good of friends that him splashing him on a stretcher was gonna turn him heel. And then he just joins the Don Callis family, who
oh,
just had their eyes
God.
on his championship.
Oh,
And
I don't understand. Let Kevin Knight do his own thing. Not every heel has to be in the Don Callis family. It's like, is this just a running joke now? Like, just to screw with people who don't like it? That's what it seems like.
it seems like
Christ.
an old I feel like that was an old Vince trick.
Yeah.
Oh, this is annoying people. We're gonna make it even more annoying. And it's just like, no, dude, this is just making me want to turn your product off. Like,
Yeah.
stop. Like, it's not a good annoying, sir.
Yeah. It, no, it's not at all. Like Jake something comes back, Don Callis family. Mark Davis, Don Callis family. Oh, don't forget Kyle Fletcher's there. Oh shit. Don't forget about Rocky Romero. Trent Beretta made an appearance. I don't want guys losing their jobs, but most of the Don Callis
Kazuchika
family.
Okada still
Oh no, I know. I
there.
purposely stopped. We don't have All Star.
Well,
So
and we even
Hatchisero,
had we
Claude.
had
Ugh.
and we even had the Andrade is still
Yes.
in the Don Callis family. And that's why I did kind of laugh later. One of the things that I have been enjoying, I don't know why, but I am really enjoying the Will Ospreay, John Moxley stuff.
Okay. I am too. But this week's was a little weird. One, I didn't realize how big Jon Moxley was.
That man keeps on getting bigger as
Okay.
he ages.
Now, and maybe it was the camera angle. Okay. He looked huge.
That,
And
and I do think that Will Ospreay has started to downsize again too.
okay, so that wasn't me. Now I know Will Ospreay's shorter than him. That's fine. Because you know
Yeah,
the camera
see.
can angle and change perspective, but
Yeah, I do think that he's started to, not that he's out of shape, but I do think that he's cut down on his muscle mass
yes,
overall. It's
yeah, I'm with
obviously
you.
still in very good shape, but
Yeah, and I wonder if that's part of his neck injury still. He could say he's healthy all he wants, but I get the feeling.
yeah, and that's the one thing that I'm wondering. I'm like, or did someone tell him to, that would help cut the wear and tear, not having as much weight land on that thing.
I would think having more muscle around that area would be better. You know, more muscle to take the impact, like deltoids and all that stuff. Well, I don't know.
Yeah,
But
all speculation. Not I do not play a doctor, and I'm definitely not a doctor.
yeah,
So
I'm
who
glad you
knows?
brought
But
that up though, 'cause
I do think that he's yeah, Moxley is just he is Moxley has slowly just gotten bigger with age here and in AEW, and yeah, I do think that Will Ospreay is downsizing. So yeah,
Yeah.
it really makes that look like something.
Yeah, it just looked awkward. Like a little brother looking up to his big brother. But like it was almost like longingly, like, oh, he accepts me. Like it came off weird to me. I get it. I mean, I get why. And in that story, it's like, all right, I can trust this guy. Fine. Like, you know, yeah, never mind. He tried to end your career earlier, but you know, it's fine now. It's wrestling. It's wrestling. So the people complaining about that now, it's like, shut up.
Yeah, even the people, well, I guess if you're within the world, you're allowed to complain about it because that's just part of the job description, honestly. Yeah, it's when you're outside of the loop, it's a little more annoying.
Yeah, it's like, hey, the Rock hit
Stop being
Mankind
a
with what,
dummy.
11 steel chair shots, and they were tag team after that. So, you know, that'll always be the most egregious one. So,
Yeah, there is no line that can't be crossed, that can't be remended. And even if we're just talking within AEW, I mean, Adam Page burnt down Swerve's mother's house,
such
and
funny.
they ended up tag teaming together.
Yeah, begrudgingly. And then Swerve came to his aid to help, you know, get the title off Moxley. So, yeah, so there's precedent here. So, but it's like also, Ospreay has said, as he said to Omega last week, hey, what they're doing's working. And that was kind of the point of the match, which I hated. I didn't mind all the run-ins, whatever. But I absolutely hated he took Mark Davis's like spike pile driver and kicked out. I understand it's supposed to show that hit the next better and he's in a better spot. That move should never be kicked out of. It's great. It's
That
great.
was one where I did kind of have a flashback to the mask versus mask match, honestly, where I'm like, okay, I can kind of understand. Like, there were quite a few near falls and some near falls out of some ridiculous kind of situations. I'm with you though. Like, Ospreay had taken enough of a beating at that point where, especially for a guy that you got that AEW as a whole has spent a lot of time talking about his neck being a stack of dimes, as Steve Austin was wont to say. Yeah, you should lose to that. Like, that's one of those ones where it's just like, oh, injuries don't matter.
Well,
And you just move along, you
I
know?
mean, the story is that his neck is better. That's why he was able to take it.
Yeah.
But I think if it was earlier before the run-ins, like Trent Reznor shows up because he kicked out of it, then I think it makes it a
Oh.
little bit better. But after all those run-ins, all that match time for him to kick out, it's like, man, I know people kick out of people's finishes all the time, but man, but like any time it's a pile driver sort of maneuver, that really should be the cut. Like that's the line. Those you don't kick out of. But it's like the interference and stuff, I'm like, yeah, whatever. Like I thought it was weird to have all of it.
I had a hoot that the first two people to help save him were Daniel Garcia and Wheeler Yuta. They started with the fodder first and worked their way up to John Moxley.
So is that Daniel Garcia's character now? He's just the obnoxious kid of the Death Riders. Is that just
Evidently, especially after that was one thing about that segment this week, is that even John Moxley's like, pipe it down a little bit over there. Like, come on, what are we doing here? Like, he had not been admonished previously, so yeah, that did feel more like a yeah, you're kind of the mascot of the Death Riders,
Because
more so than Wheeler Yuta even at this point.
oh, I don't I can't remember what show it was on, but they were walking to the ring and he was doing his hype up stuff and Maria Shafir just smacked him in the face to like get him to stop. And I'm like, okay.
Oh.
So if that's the case, they finally found the correct way to use Daniel Garcia. He is not credible in the ring. So him cutting all these promos is just kind of like, all right, he's just the hype man, and that's his place. So, I can live with
Yeah.
that.
Yeah, there are yeah, that's a good place for him. That's that's probably a good way to put it.
I don't
But
really know what Weeder's place is. Wheeler, not Weeder, excuse me. And I don't know what Pac's place is when he shows up.
yeah, I don't know. Other than trying to be Mickey from Rocky, I don't know what he's trying to do these days. Yeah, that one, and that is kind of wild. 23-minute match. Oof. Okay, so maybe I should take that back about the 18.5-minute
Yeah, what?
match. One that was 4.5 minutes longer. Holy
Yeah.
smokes.
Well, we did have a short one. Andrade versus guy that they said his name but didn't give a nameplate or actually introduce him on TV. They introduced his name and he didn't even get like the jobber like point to the sky thing. Yeah, it's me. Nothing. Andrade was taking pictures with some chick.
Vandu
Sure. All right.
lost in 40 seconds. I knew that it was a match. I think I was getting some actual work done, 'cause I'm like, I don't need to watch this.
Yeah, no. And I love that was
I do
that's
not
one
remember
commentary
it.
I do remember. Taz going, I love matches like that. You don't get paid by the minute. Okay. Like, come on, Taz. Like, this is so stupid.
Oh gosh.
It's just so stupid. Just
Yeah.
beats the guy for no, like, blah.
Taz can retire. I'm done with him behind him with a microphone in
Oh,
front of
he
his
can take
mouth.
Tony Schiavone with him, too.
Oh,
I've
yep.
never seen a match so great. You said that last week.
He said that last match.
Oh, okay. Right. For a
Probably.
guy who's seen so many matches, like, maybe the younger generation doesn't understand that Tony Schiavone had been around wrestling forever. And he saw Ric Flair matches. He was there for Ricky Steamboat. Like, this is cut it
Yeah.
out. Just cut it out. Sting as well.
Thank
But
goodness we haven't had to worry about that. Well,
no.
actually, I was going to say, I think he did that when Sting showed up for Darby Allin's win,
Yes. Yeah.
actually.
Well, because anything that's nostalgic, they have to like just crowbar that thing in there. Okay. What else was on this show? I don't remember anything else except for one thing I just did not like
Yeah,
at
'cause
all.
we already kind of talked about
Oh.
Mark Briscoe and Leo Rush. Don't we really need to talk?
Oh.
We talked about Mark Briscoe, so I mean, I'm
I
good with
like Mark. I
passing
didn't
on that
like the
one.
whole promo. I thought it was too long.
I love the
See, I just thought it
promo.
was too long. Like,
You know, that was kind of interesting. Was not surprised after him pointing it out. And was completely unsurprised what the tattoo meant
Oh.
with him, because it does. I'm like, oh yeah, it does kind of look like Hebrew. Like that kind of makes sense. Why you have that on your chest is your choice. But I guess I kind of like that, where maybe you didn't read the book. Say the devil
Yeah.
loses. And
Yes,
I'm just like, I'm like, I love, I guess maybe more than anything, I love that finishing line. I'm like,
yeah, I
okay,
like
dude.
that part. It
Like,
was the beginning. Like talking about Jay again, talking about the tragedy and all that's like, okay. And the reason I didn't like that, because kind of goes back to the Rush thing with Andrade, hyping him up. You're gonna do this. I don't believe Mark Briscoe's beating MJF. So we keep getting
oh.
these promos, and this happens to everybody. They give these once in a lifetime promos, which is this is not a once in a lifetime for Mark, but bringing up all this stuff and he's just going to lose. Like, can we save it for when they win for a change? And I guess that's part of
Yeah.
the problem. I guess I'm also just used to like I love goofy Mark Briscoe. And when he said I
Oh.
found some people to conglomerate with or whatever he said
Yeah.
something like that, I thought it was pretty funny. So,
Yeah. He might work a little bit more as a lovable goofball, but man, that guy can really turn on a serious promo when he wants
And
to.
he's getting jacked up too. I noticed that. He's bulking up too. So,
Yeah, I mean he is he's putting in some time
yeah.
at the chicken farm.
I just like Mark Briscoe. I don't know. I didn't care for this one all together. Not as much
Also
as
on the
usual.
card here, Kevin Knight versus Mike Bailey. We
Sure.
didn't really
We know who's gonna win, so who cares? So.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's fine. Like, you needed to have the match at some point. I feel this is one where it's just like, no, this is a tag team breaking up. This shouldn't happen on a regular TV show. But it did, and here we are. So that's the end of that. And then I loved how people made a big deal of the fact that evidently Mercedes Moné was snuck into the facility so that people didn't realize she was the wild card. It was one of those things where she was starting to get conspicuous by her absence, honestly. And They kind of, I shouldn't say they kind of, they need the help in that women's division.
Yes, they do. Oh boy.
Like honestly, they needed her back since Toni Storm went down, and Mercedes is like, no, I'm gonna take another couple months off. I'll see you when I see you.
Yeah. And so, one, her music still sucks. That CEO music is horrendous. It sucked from the beginning and
CEO,
still sucks now.
CEO,
Ugh.
CEO.
But she looked good. And like she looked good in the ring, but she also physically looked better. And it's like, did she need that time off? She looked physically thicker, like bigger, not fat, but like
Oh.
she had, well, and bulked up, but also got healthy. Because she was, I looked up pictures of her debut to, this past Wednesday. She was a lot thinner. So
Oh.
I'm hoping that this time off helped her. So, and then,
Yeah.
just an observation, not a criticism whatsoever. So,
Yeah, she may have been. I guess I maybe at least thought something within the same vein as far as maybe her adding some muscle weight there.
yeah, her legs were noticeably bigger. So,
Yeah, was not surprised that she beat Windsor.
nope.
Yeah, Windsor's never going to get a serious singles push. I guess I know that Christopher does not like Tekla.
This sucked
Yeah,
bad.
again, I guess this is part of the they need Mercedes Moné and or Toni Storm, both of them. They could even use Britt Baker, honestly. Like, I don't
Just give that ship has
I'm
sailed and
not
sunk in the sea. Yeah, he is gone.
well I yeah, but they need another name. Like, Tekla had a championship run like Liv Morgan, where it's just like she's had absolutely nothing to do other than cut the same promo over and
It's
over.
not the same. She walked down and walked backstage.
Yeah, and
Totally
instead
different.
of
You
walking
still
from the stage to the ring or
don't.
just doing it in the ring.
Or just doing it backstage. So this was I that cracked me up so much. They walked through the crowd to walk backstage. Like, what? And the whole spitting thing, I hated every second of this. I hated it. I
Yeah, she's not in a great spot.
don't care
But
about
also,
stardom.
yeah, as
No.
much as even though we literally went to a
Yeah.
Stardom event,
Good show. I had fun.
they have given us no reason to care about her hating Stardom.
Exactly.
Is really where the problem comes in. So yeah, like, it makes it hard to care about the angle when you don't care about the angle.
Yeah. And that's the big problem. Like, okay. And like I did appreciate that she said, Sky Blue's gotta go and win the Owen, and then you've got to go get your TBS title. Like, okay, they're neither one we're gonna do it, but
Oh no.
So I just hated this. And she says bitches, and the
Yeah,
whole crowd's like, yeah, like come on, guys and gals. Like, how is that still getting pops?
I don't know.
You're a
I don't know.
bitch. Oh, okay. Cool. I want someone to drop the C bomb. Then that'll get that reaction. Like a real one, though. Like, what? That'd be sweet.
Oh yeah, I do not expect that to happen, even on AEW TV.
Well, maybe we can bleep it. But that wraps up that show, right?
Yep. Yep, NXT. I
What are we
believe I
saying
ended up.
here?
I well, you and Chris brought it up. I refined it a little bit. Half of the matches in this week's show was new talent losing to already established talent. Because to me, Azaria beating Lizzie Rain in that category, which leads the night off. I'm skipping the second match because that was a weird one. Third match, also weird one that I can get into at a later
Who
time.
was the second match?
That was I already went past it here.
Okay.
Oh,
Was
Alta
that
Mudd
Alta Mudd?
versus
Yeah.
the Culling. That to okay. So
That's just
yeah, if we're just
whatever.
gonna go in order, they're telling a story. A, I did like the Neiman Price for the most part. Like it was kind of weird, but also they're at least trying to do something with them, and the crowd seems to be getting behind them a little bit better. And the Culling, they're telling a story with them. So, like, to me, that isn't a new team loses the old team.
No,
Really, if anything,
but.
Out the Mud is still a new team.
Yeah, for the start and stops of them. But did you notice
Yeah.
Nico Vance's hair from backstage? What
Yeah.
was that?
I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh, I'm interested to know if this is as bad as Jeremy thinks. Sometimes his eyes don't work. And I'm like, oh no,
Yeah.
it went from peach fuzz all over the top to mohawk. And I'm like, when did they film this segment?
That's what I want to know. Base and frankly, the peach fuzz looks a lot better. Like he's not a mohawk guy. I mean, Shawn Spears isn't either, but whatever. But yeah, I was like, I'm not seeing things
That's
here. Like,
when the old whippersnapper wants to look young.
yeah, it really is, and it's just kind of cringy.
Yeah,
Like
like,
Mark Briscoe can pull off a mohawk. He can, without question, how easy it is. But yeah, some people just know. But
yeah.
yeah,
Shawn
I laughed
Spears
when I saw that. I'm like, he goes through a time machine? Like,
is,
what
yeah,
just happened here?
that was kind of weird. So, since you forced me into chronological order here,
Yeah, third.
Jaxson Drake versus Tate Wilder. Since both of them are new, I didn't really count this one, and there was outside interference that helped the
Yeah.
new guy loose.
Now
But I mean,
Jaxson Drake's and
you
the
can't
Vanity
make the
Project
argument.
have been there longer than you think. They've been like 6, 7 months now. Because it's June.
Yeah, okay.
They showed up
We
in
could go
December.
4 to 6, four of six
But
then.
I
Yeah.
guess that's the whole gimmick of this guy though, is he won't slow down. He's a different version of Darby Allin.
Yes, he is the
So
NXT Darby Allen now.
yeah. So Darby's more interesting.
Tate Wilder, good for you. NXT Women's Championship segment with Lola Vice, Kalani Jordan, Kendall Gray,
Yeah.
and
Does this
was there a
not
third
seem
one?
like a main event program at all? I'm like, okay, who are these three? Even though we know damn well who all three are, it's kind of like it doesn't have the zip that the women's title picture usually has. It's kind of weird.
I guess I like all three of them, so I haven't really had too much of a problem with it, but I think I understand the no zip part just
Yeah.
because they haven't. It is kind of weird that Kalani Jordan made a good point in saying that she got kicked out of the locker room for succeeding.
I actually really
It,
like this part.
but it was also kind of weird that. That's, I don't think Lola Vice lorded her championship experience in AAA over people the way that Kalani did either. So I do kind of understand them having two different stances within the situation. And yeah, I mean, I think I've already said that I think Kendall Gray's really good, and they've fast tracked her, so it's kind of hard to argue with her being in the picture. But it also, I guess I still don't love triple threat matches right off the bat when a champion wins a championship. Like I'd prefer one-on-one matches and then have those types of matches later on.
Yeah, that's
And
fair.
just have them build up singles wins first. So yeah, in that regard, I think it's a little bit weird that Lola's just basically won the championship and she's just being thrown into a three-person feud.
Yeah. Yep.
Don't really love it from that perspective.
No.
So, next match, definitely established guy beating new guy. Lexus King retains the speed championship against Romeo Moreno,
Yeah.
who had Noam Dar on his side. Obviously, this was one that I knew the outcome before we saw the outcome.
Yeah, because that's the whole point is the guy got lucky last week and he's a rookie. So it's like, all right, we can start we already know what's gonna happen here.
Yeah, he lost a round of competition because two guys eliminated themselves.
Yeah.
And then yeah, we got Miles Bourne and Tavion Heights taking on Osiris Griffin and Dion Lennox after an earlier segment in the night where Saquon Sugars getting back at your good buddy Cutler James.
Yes. I
Yeah,
just I despise that name. And the guy is probably a killer athlete, but giving him these scripted ass lines, it's not beneficial to him at all. I really
he does not come off as terribly natural.
And that sucks.
So, 'cause
Like just
I actually that was one of those things, I guess, with Dark State this week. Just because Osiris Griffin hadn't had a whole lot of mic time, I kind of liked his backstage segment with Robert Stone this week. He just kind of complained about how you can let Saquon Sugars run around and beat
Oh,
them up. And I'm like, oh, okay, like I guess this guy can kind of cut a promo. Like I feel like he's had less time on the mic than even Cutler James, so. I'm like, oh, okay, maybe this
yeah,
guy has a fighting chance once this group disbands.
I don't know if I go that far.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I don't, I, all
they
right,
did at least get the win on
true.
this evening.
We'll finish our talk about NXT, but I saw somebody else say the same thing, what I was gonna say. So, all right. Anyways, then
What was,
Tony D.
oh.
Wait, was Tony D. last? Tony D. was last, right?
Yeah, Tony D versus Cam Hendricks, and that is definitely established beating newbie,
Yeah.
100%. Again, was not surprised.
No.
Also something that you and I have talked about more than enough times. Don't put the new guy in this position or
Right.
new woman in this position. Like I
Yes.
feel like it's a evergreen argument here about NXT. That yeah, don't introduce someone right into the championship picture.
But it's like that was WWE's theme this week. Hey, we got a chance to do something different. Nah. Hey, we got all these new people. Beat them. What? Well, what about momentum? Well, we'll get it back. We got to cool them off. It's funny, Vince isn't in charge and they still do the same dumb shit. Like, why would you bring Lizzie Rain in just to have her lose to these people? What are we doing?
Yep.
You can't. I've never
Don't
agreed
know.
with this. I've just never agreed with this. You don't get new people and beat them.
Yeah.
Let them gain momentum, let them become somebody. You know, Baron Corbin barely lost in NXT. Like when he was first there with the long hair and stuff. Yeah. So I don't
Yeah, he
understand. Like,
lost to other big guys
he beat
every blue
Samoa
moon.
Joe on a pay-per-view. Yeah.
So,
So,
yeah.
they protected him. And nowadays it's like, well, we got someone new, don't worry about it. Like Bron Breakker, when he lost to CM Punk, everyone kind of figured he wasn't winning the title. He shouldn't have. He should have won it. And I mean, obviously he got hurt a little bit later. But you know what I mean? It's like, come on, God damn it, let's go. Like, how do we forget? But
Yeah, you want some new champions. So Cam Hendricks for NXT champion is what I just heard.
Oh, I'm really curious what they're gonna do with was it Nakura? Nakura?
Naraku.
Naraku, thank you. And Tony D. I'm very curious to see what they're gonna do here. Because Tony does not need to be there at all.
No, and I don't
So
think Naraku's gonna spend a whole lot of time on that roster either.
no. But here we go again. Like if Tony D beats a new guy, gets a title shot, loses. Well, what do you have left? So unless they are gonna push him up to the main roster, which okay. So like
Yeah, there's still more space on the women's side than the men's side, I feel like, as far as roster spots on the
I
main
mean, they're
goes.
even setting up a newbie versus established with was it Tristan Angels? Is that his name?
Yes.
And
Shiloh Hill?
I keep wanting to call him Bodie Miller for some reason. Is that his real name?
I don't know. I mean, that's a Olympic skier, Bodie Miller. But if that's Shiloh Hill's real name, I was unaware of that because
No.
he's not the
Holy
Olympic.
shit. Do you know what Shiloh Hill's real name is? You're
No,
never going to
I
guess this.
obviously not Bodie Miller.
Thunder Justice Keck. And they gave him the name Shiloh Hill. Thunder Justice Keck.
Just go with Thunder Justice. We
Exactly.
could just chop off the last name.
What are we doing?
We're printing money already.
Holy shit. What a cool name. And they gave him oh God, could you imagine if they called him Cutler James? I would have fucking quit. Like, I'm done. Holy God.
Yeah, well, Shiloh Hill's at least more interesting than that, so.
Oh, yeah.
Bell time, beer time then, sir.
Sure. It's late. So,
Yeah,
nothing over here. So,
Cova Brewing, down in Norfolk, Virginia, Ocean Air Pale Ale, 5.3% alcohol. Should one find themselves in Northern Virginia? This brewery, I do love it because they have a credit card and tap system. So you get to pour yourself a drink. Any size, they just charge you for how many ounces or partial ounces you drink. Fun concept, lets you taste a lot of beers, should one want to do that. Yeah, they have a good can selection. So yes, if you're in Northern Virginia, Cova Brewing, very, very delicious place to visit. Suggestion from Matt DeFrango11. He is at Granny Maze. The brand is at Saint Granny. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Download us at other places like YouTube Music and iHeartRadio. Have a good night, grandkids.
there you go.